AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. At least one prison employee slipped contraband to those two escapees from Dannemora before they broke out of prison. The DA, Andrew Wiley, says Joyce Mitchell did not give David Sweat and Richard Matt the power tools they used to cut their way out of the prison, but she did give them what he called contraband, though he wouldn't identify it more specifically than that.
Each day, we're learning more and more information from her as far as what her involvement was, what her relationships were with both Matt and Sweat. And from that, we're just developing leads.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has said that investigators are talking to several people who may have helped the two men escape. The president is hoping his surprise visit to Capitol Hill this morning will save his landmark trade bill. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill, where the president's own party is turning against him on this one.
Rita, the president met with House Democrats behind closed doors for about 35 minutes, trying to win enough support to pass the top priority of his second term. There were no doubt a lot of skeptics in the room. Most Democrats oppose so-called fast-track legislation, as do labor unions. They point to job losses and lower pay following previous trade deals. Asked when leaving if he nailed down enough support, the president said, "I don't think you ever nail down something around here. It's always moving." The voting starts in a little more than an hour. Rita?
Two men are charged with trying to help the Islamic State group by plotting with a Boston terror suspect to kill Americans. Nicholas Rovinsky was arrested last night in Rhode Island. David Wright, who lives in the Boston area, was arrested last week. Both men are charged with conspiring with Usama Rahim, a man who was killed last week by terror investigators after police say he lunged at them with a knife. This is AP Radio News. Did you see the game last night? Golden State scored a road win over the Cavaliers 103-82 in the NBA Finals. Correspondent Matt Lodi reports.
The NBA Finals is back to square one as the Golden State Warriors tie up the series at two games apiece with a dominating 103-82 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 4 at Quicken Loans Arena. The Warriors were led by Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala, each with 22 points. Draymond Green added 17 in the critical victory. The Warriors led by 6 going into the fourth quarter, but put the game away, outscoring the Cavs 27-12 in the final 12 minutes. Timofey Mozgov led the Cavs with 28 points. LeBron James, with a cut on his head suffered in the second quarter, had just 20, and the Cavs as a team shot just 33% from the field. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
And then there was the oops moment seconds before the game when LeBron James inadvertently exposed himself to millions of TV viewers when a camera moved in for a close-up as he was adjusting his shorts. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.